A reading from the book of Sirach. Wisdom breathes life into her children and admonishes those who seek her. He who loves her loves life. Those who seek her will be embraced by the Lord. He who holds her fast inherits glory. Wherever he dwells, the Lord bestows blessings. Those who serve her serve the Holy One. Those who love her, the Lord loves. He who obeys her judges nations. He who hearkens to her dwells in her inmost chambers. If one trusts her, he will possess her. His descendants, too, will inherit her. She walks with him as a stranger. And at first, she puts him to the test. Fear and dread she brings upon him and tries him with her discipline until she try him by her laws and trust his soul. Then she comes back to bring him happiness and reveal her secrets to them, and she will heap upon him treasures of knowledge and an understanding of justice. But if he fails her, she will abandon him and deliver him into the hands of despoilers. Verbum Domini. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. Those who love your law have great peace, and for them there is no stumbling block. I keep your precepts and your decrees, for all my ways are before you. My lips pour forth your praise, because you teach me your statutes. May my tongue sing of your promise, for all your commands are just. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live to praise you, and may your ordinances help me.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O
Lord. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name. We tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me, for whoever is not against us is for us. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Wanted to share with you about wisdom. We've been hearing from the book of Sirach since Monday. We'll hear all the way up until Ash Wednesday and talking all about wisdom. And today we hear about the benefits of wisdom, life and blessings and happiness. If you get a chance, reread that reading because we want to soak in the benefits of wisdom. Really, in this reading today, God is making us an offer we can't refuse. We must respond to wisdom and the blessings of wisdom. What is wisdom? Well, it's good judgment, as you know, and understanding, call it common sense. Bottom line is that in my experience, as I think about it, wisdom comes to us in two main ways. First of all, life experience, live and learn. Second of all, by grace. Wisdom comes by life experience and by grace. Talk about life experience first. Live and learn. This is how we get wisdom. I remember my dad was a carpenter, and I used to work with him as a young man, and it was wonderful experiencing life with Dad, but I noticed whenever we would build a building, first of all, of course, we put in the foundation. And the foundation of the building is very, very important. It really matters. And Dad was meticulous about getting it exactly right, precisely, perfectly, because if the foundation is off, the whole building will be out of whack. Most of you go to church. Most of you love the Lord. You have Jesus as your foundation. But some of you that are watching don't. You're not quite sure who Jesus is, and you haven't made him the foundation of your life. Foundations matter. That's basic wisdom. And I'm imploring you to make Jesus the Lord of your life, the foundation of your life. I love what the scripture says, that Jesus is our wisdom. He's our foundation. And Jesus put it this way, build your house on rock, not on shifting sand, so that when the storms of life come, your house will stand and not collapse. That's basic gospel wisdom, that the foundation of our life has to be built on Jesus in a relationship with him. And that came to me from my dad through life experience, being a carpenter, and it was one of the many lessons of wisdom, live and learn, that I learned from my dad. Life experience. Well, what about grace? I told you wisdom comes in two main ways. And wisdom, again, life experience, understanding, common sense. But wisdom is also a gift of the Holy Spirit. Seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, one of them, wisdom. It's grace. I'll tell you a story about that. I grew up in Massachusetts, and that's where I was born and brought up and went to school, University of Massachusetts, and secular university, born and brought up Catholic, fallen away. And what I was doing was I was in college for business, studying management and marketing and finance and economics and investments and profit and loss. You know the story. My goal was to make a lot of money. Then something happened to me in my freshman year in college. Grace happened to me. God touched my life and my whole perspective about what I was to pursue in life changed. Everything changed. Instead of money, instead of that is fleeting and passing and doesn't last, it's good for a little while, everything changed. Instead of the fleeting, I went toward the ultimate, that which endures, that which lasts. See, that's what grace taught me. That's what the touch of God, the Spirit of God taught me right away. That revolutionized my whole perspective on life, my whole insight on life. Instead of going for what is fading and fleeting, I went toward the ultimate and what lasts. That's basic wisdom, folks. And that's what the Holy Spirit comes to give us, a foundation and a perspective about what life really is. Don't strive so much for the fleeting. Don't invest your life in what doesn't last. Wisdom teaches us to embrace the ultimate, what endures forever. I used to strive to be a financier. Now I'm a father, and I've been a priest for 34 years. I'm also a religious. As well as being a priest, I'm a passionist, and I professed my vows 40 years ago, vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And I remember I had to sign a document, a legal document about poverty. And this is a man who studied finance and profit and loss and investing money, and my goal used to be to make a lot of money. And here I am signing a document, a legal binding document for the rest of my life about poverty. I remember at my profession, we sang a song that I picked, and it's called Lord You Are. And the lyrics go like this. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. And nothing I desire compares with you. Wow. That's basic wisdom, folks. You see, a relationship with God, and this is what I discovered by grace, a relationship with God lasts. It says in the Song of Solomon, a Bible book, it says that love is stronger than death. See, that's the thing. I'm not saying that money is bad. Many of you donate to EWTN, some of you to my ministry, and money's good, yeah, but don't invest your whole life in it. Wisdom teaches us to invest our life in the ultimate, in what lasts. That's basic wisdom. I thought about Mother Angelica and some of her sayings. Of course, she had this practical, witty wisdom if you listen to her teachings. Mother Angelica, the foundress of EWTN. And one of the sayings that she had, full of wisdom, she said, most people work for degrees after their name. We work for one before our name, saint. Wow, that's wisdom. And then she had a very humorous wisdom, Mother Angelica. And she said something that really touched me. She said, unless you're willing to do the ridiculous, God won't do the miraculous. I think that's funny because I'm in media and I know that you have to do the ridiculous in order for God to do the miraculous. So true. See, wisdom, the wisdom of the saints, the wisdom of the church, basic wisdom about foundations, basic wisdom about grasping for the ultimate, and the benefits of wisdom, as we heard in that first reading, blessings and happiness and glory and fellowship with God. Wow. God is making us an offer we can't refuse. We shouldn't refuse. And along with wisdom, I was thinking about something else. A wisdom that is transforming the lives of millions of people, even as I'm speaking. I'm talking about the 12-step program. 12-step program, Alcoholics Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous, all those anonymous programs. I live in Houston, Texas at a retreat center. And at our retreat center, we have all these meetings every day, 12-step Al-Anon, beautiful. People come, and what they're doing is they're sharing their life experience in groups, gaining wisdom, live and learn. And from that wisdom, they are actually recovering from their addiction. I want you to know that the 12-step program isn't some fringy group out there somewhere. Really, it's in harmony with Catholicism. In fact, a Jesuit priest, Father Ed Dowling, I believe was his name, Edward Dowling, he helped found the 12-step program years ago with Bill W. And it's based on good, solid Catholic principles like prayer, surrender to God, confession. It's very Catholic. But the wisdom of the 12-step program is what brings people into recovery from an addiction. What I'm saying is this, that you don't have to stay stuck. in habitual sin or an addiction. Some of you, most of you, you're not addicted, of course, but some of you are. I implore you, in the name of Jesus, you don't have to stay stuck. You can move forward. You see, wisdom comes to give us good counsel and right judgment and common sense, but it also is a power to free us from wherever we're stuck. There's wisdom in the 12-step program, and I pray that as we journey into the Lenten season in another week, is Ash Wednesday, as we journey into the Lenten season, that wisdom, her precepts, the eternal wisdom of God will bring freedom to your life. There are some beautiful sayings in the 12-step program that I really like. The 12-step program, full of wisdom. Here's a couple sayings, I know you've heard them. Easy does it. That's great wisdom. One day at a time. Some of you need to hear that. One day at a time. But for the grace of God, there go I, and I know that. And then, of course, there's that prayer by Reinhold Niebuhr, full of wisdom. It goes like this. You've probably prayed it. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Those are beautiful prayers in the 12-step program and wisdom. And the bottom line is that when you have wisdom in your life, you don't stay stuck. You move forward. No addiction. No habitual sin, nothing, nobody can hold you down. That's what we're being offered today. First reading tells us the blessings of wisdom, life and glory, fellowship with God, happiness that we're all seeking. The book of Proverbs, chapter 4, book of wisdom, says that whatever you do, get wisdom. In fact, wisdom cries out on the streets, come to me, just as Jesus said, come to me. All you who are heavy burdened and laden, I'll give you rest. Jesus, of course, the incarnation of wisdom. And wisdom brings us abundant life and lavish blessings, enduring happiness, a crown of grace. Wow. Today, God is making us an offer we cannot, should not, must not refuse. The blessings of wisdom in our eternal life depends on it.